Illinois poverty remains largely unchanged from last year. That's according to an update from Heartland Alliance, which studies poverty throughout the Midwest. Illinois' poverty rate is still higher than it was before the Great Recession began in 2008. 4 million people, or about a third of the state, are considered low income or living in poverty. GLT's Judy Valente talks with Heartland Alliance's Katie Butrago about why the outlook has not improved much for Illinois' poorest residents.
Poverty in Illinois has declined. This year it's 13%, and last year it was 13.6%. But the poverty rate is still above its 2007 level of 11.9%. That means that Illinois hasn't rebounded yet from the recession in terms of poverty rates.
What is causing that, the poverty rate is still the same, even though we're out of the recession by several years now?
So one thing that's unique about Illinois compared to other states in the country was the two-year budget crisis that we had, where we deeply underinvested in the human services that are crucial to moving people out of poverty, and we're still reeling from the effects of that. Organizations closed their doors. Lots of organizations had to severely cut their services, and that is most likely contributing to our poverty rate that hasn't fully bounced back.
How do you measure whether someone is living in poverty or not?
We measure poverty by looking at the federal poverty line, which was released by the Census Bureau, and it's a pretty outdated measure. It's based on the cost of food in the 1970s multiplied by 3 and adjusted for inflation over the years. So it doesn't take into account important things like the cost of living, cost of housing, cost of child care or health care. So it's a fairly conservative estimate of need. Looking at a family of 3, poverty line is about $18,000 to $19,000 a year, and it doesn't take into account where you live. So something in Chicago versus something in Champaign versus someone living in rural Illinois has very different needs, and that's not taken into account with the poverty line.
So what I think you're saying is there may be far more people living in poverty than your analysis even shows.
Right. When you look at MIT puts out estimates for what a living wage is in different counties throughout the country, and looking at McLean County, that's about $60,000 a year for a family of 3 in order to make ends meet, and that's 3 times what the poverty line is. So when we talk about estimates of poverty and estimates of need, it's undercounting what the actual need is.
You talk about people living in extreme poverty in Illinois. How do you define extreme poverty then?
We define extreme poverty by having income below half of the poverty line. So looking at a family of 3, that's about $10,000 a year. So it's an even more extreme need.
That's almost mind-boggling to think that a family of 3 would have to live on $10,000 a year.
It is. It's really shocking.
Who are the people most affected by poverty in the state?
We find that consistently, year over year, children, women, and people of color have the highest poverty rates. This year, we found that women have poverty rates in Illinois that are over 20% higher than men's, and certain gender and racial groups are more likely to experience poverty than others. Black women experience poverty at a rate that's 3.5 times higher than white men, while black men's poverty rate is 3.2 times higher, and Latina women is 2.5 times higher than white men.
Is that a somewhat new finding about women, that they are very adversely affected by poverty in the state?
No. We're just taking a special lens looking at gender poverty this year, but we found over the years that women consistently experience poverty at higher rates than men.
Well, let's talk first about minorities. 50 years beyond the federal war on poverty and the civil rights gains of the 1960s, what is still contributing to poverty among minority groups?
I think first looking at the civil rights question, there were significant gains that were made in the 1960s, but people of color in Illinois and throughout the country still face systemic racism and discrimination in many aspects of their lives that affect their ability to rise out of poverty. And there's cross-generational effects that we still haven't caught up with. For generations, white people in this country were able to pursue educational opportunities, start businesses, buy property, and pass that wealth on to their children when people of color were legally barred from doing so. And these cross-generational effects of racism still affect people's economic well-being today.
Well, let's talk a little bit about women, too. What are the causes of poverty among women?
Women experience discrimination in the workplace that, we've seen with the rise of the Me Too movement. Women, aren't facing the same fair employment opportunities that men are. And so also women are more likely to be single parents, which means they have higher cost of living needs. They just have less wealth than men do as well.
Katie Butrago is director of the Social Impact Research Center at Heartland Alliance, a poverty research and policy organization dedicated to combating poverty in the Midwest. Thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you.
I'm Judy Valente.